Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
By the way, this never-ending cut sheet sponsored by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Right now, at Staples, save up to $250 on your printing orders. You hear that here, staff at PhD. You hear that, Nick Kale, who needs to have everything printed.
Yeah.
$250 off your print order. Exclusion supply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with Easy Rewards program at Staples. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring the ever-important, continuing, never-ending edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. Senator Fetterman, John Fetterman.
Oh, is he still around?
Gave some love to Kristi Noem.
Oh.
For committing to work with his office to ensure Afghan heroes have a place in our great country. Roll 23 here, Phil.
I've been very, very, very pro-immigration, but I early identified the serious problem about the border, the security. And I've said this publicly, I'll say it now, that my party failed to secure our border. And we deserve to pay a political price for that.
Wow.
And I've been trying to find a way forward to move forward.
86 him. 86 him.
Not because you and I agree on a lot of political things and we're in different parties, but you're the secretary and I'm a member of this committee. So I believe we have to find a way to work forward together. You know, I have a constituent. His name's Ramin, and he's an Afghani who served alongside our service members there in the war. He is a resident of Philadelphia. Now, he's a surgeon, and he saved American lives. And now he is waiting to be approved like a green card. Mm-hmm. And now he helped evacuate our forces through an airlift. His two brothers, and of course we can't name them due to their concerns, but they're trapped in Pakistan. And the risk for removal for Afghanistan, and they face torture and death because of their commitment for a free and democratic Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They've saved American lives, and they have defended our forces. That's part of my concern right now. And if looking for help, honestly, and that's one of the reasons why I voted for you, because we went to trying to find a way, because not all immigration is just about securing our border, we know, but it's about helping people that deserve to come to our nation after serving in such an amazing, great risk.
There you go.
Well, I got to tell you have a pro-Israel, pro-border Democrat. His name is John Fetterman. Interesting how all of the hit pieces, by the way, about his blow-ups and his meltdowns, he's off his medicine, he needs to go. Remember we were talking about all the different outlets that were writing those stories about 2 or 3 weeks ago? They've all stopped. I guess Fetterman's back to taking his medicine and not having outbursts in front of teacher unions.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, after that clip, I mean, we might see another hit piece published by 10 a.m., but, you know, we'll see. We'll cross that bridge in 54 minutes.
Democratic representative from New Jersey, LaMonica McIver, was on Jen Psaki's program last night, because we said yesterday that Elena Haba, she put out, what did she...
Essentially charged, right?
She dropped the charges of the Newark mayor who's running for governor.
Baraka.
Yeah, Russ Baraka. But then she charged,
MacGyver.
Yeah, thank you. McIver. Not MacGyver.
MacGyver's better. Great show. Love MacGyver.
McIver charged her for assault, for allegedly assaulting, which you saw it on the video.
Yep.
So she went on Jen Psaki's show to the briefing with Jen Psaki. Oh God, MSNBC is just hideous.
Yeah,
ugh.
This is not just zero entertainment value on either MSNBC or CNN.
13 people watching these dumb shows.
I know.
Roll this.
Administration of the things that they do. You were charged by Elena Haba. I just gave a little bit of an overview, though. There, she has quite a history. Do you think you would have been charged if it had been any other U.S. attorney in this role?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I don't want to speculate. I mean, I think anyone that Trump, you know, promotes or appoints, I mean, I think they've been problematic from every department you can think of. So I wouldn't say it wouldn't happen, but I just, it, it's crazy because there's so many other crimes and things to be focused on, and definitely not to be focused on a congresswoman or congress members who were there just to do an oversight visit. We were not there to bust detainees out of prison. We've heard that come out from the DOJ. We were there for an oversight visit. And Jen, this is something that we've done before. We were just a couple of weeks ago, back in February, we were at a same kind of detention center in Elizabeth, a couple of miles away, and we went there, different, you know, providers, third-party provider, but we were there, had a visit. There was a little delay, but we still were able to go in and do our visit. We
didn't have shove an ICE agent?
Yes.
Yes, and whatever happened to, it's on video. J6, isn't it? Oh, you're not allowed to assault law enforcement. She's charged with felony assault of law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And where's the question, Jen Psaki, around?
Right.
Circle back.
Circle back.
And how about the the buttoning up
circle
here
jerk.
by McIver here?
McIver. She didn't wear that white belt. Did you see the video? She's got this white belt on trying to hold her pants up. I mean, come on. I guess she's
a fraud.
Big. She's a big lady.
She's a fraud. I mean, she's acting all prim and proper in front of the suckster. Yet another one of these dopes that will do the whole code speak, code break thing when she starts pandering to whatever district she represents.
100% right.
Now she wants to come off like she's a very scholarly lady. She looked like an idiot pushing an ICE agent on tape.
Yeah.
And by the way, you just don't have the ability as an elected official to show up to any federal or state operated facility and come and go as you please. This entitlement over another 80-20 losing issue. I actually, with all due respect, I don't want to see anybody assaulted, but chicks like her pushing an ICE agent is not going to lead to any bodily harm. Keep pushing them, please.
Well,
because you keep going down, and I love seeing you lose.
The sworn affidavit says that she was attempting to block, that was Mayor Baraka's arrest, and so she slammed her forearm into the body. That's according to the court record of a uniformed Homeland Security Investigations agent, fully uniformed, then reached out and tried to restrain that agent from grabbing the mayor.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of, you know, very detailed, and that's separate from pushing the ICE officer.
Right.
These are separate things.
You don't have the right to physically touch an officer while he's trying to arrest another individual. I would think off the top of my head that's obstruction of justice.
Yeah, so two separate officers. The ICE officer, they say that she used each of her forearms to forcibly strike the ICE officers. But this is a different uniformed officer.
Mm-hmm.
So there were multiple incidents.
Could you imagine the media coverage had the ICE officer retaliated and started beating her up? It would be wall-to-wall media coverage.
It would, Nick, and that's just it. Over and over, when we see these videos, whether these are duly elected officials doing this or the ones that you've played on the cut sheet day in and day out of residents coming right up to uniformed officers, shoving their phones in their faces and pushing their bodies against them. And the vast majority, I think all of these officers that you see, they show amazing restraint.
They do.
You're right. God forbid one of them would push back, they would be in the headlines.
I don't know where this mindset came from where it's like optional to adhere to what the police are asking you to do. Like, no, you can't arrest
me. Video. There's video.
Yep.
Just like every other thing that they claim didn't happen when it's caught on tape. Mm-hmm. And the worst part of this whole debacle is that they could go to the facility, ask to go in, and they would be allowed in. They all showed up to make a scene.
Yeah.
That's why they showed up.
Yep.
If they had showed up and to do their due diligence when they know it's primarily criminals in there, they would have gone in. News people asked to go in, and they go in and they get a tour of the facility. This is all optics, and for some reason, they continue to think that defending criminals in jail is now the good way to go. It's just ludicrous.
All right, guys, it's 9:12. You know what that means. It is time for get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there, because it is now time for
Kale and Company Fight Club.
Stop. You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club on this Tuesday, sponsored by our great friends at Tri-County Auto Group. Three locations, one priority, you.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. It's Wednesday, not Tuesday.
Wow, Tony Bruno, you are right. It's a What Up Wednesday. Sorry.
Let me. I was looking at the calendar and I said, wait a minute, it's Tuesday again?
Fight Club on this What Up Wednesday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Three locations, one priority, you. Visit tricounty.com. That's tricounty.com. Please, thank you, Brian Krieger. Please tell, call up Tri-County Auto Group and tell them you heard about them on Kale & Company. Thank them for sponsoring Fight Club. Okay, this has all my favorite elements. Chicks, butt cheeks, Walmart.
Yes.
YouTube.com/.
Three of my most favorite three of my most favorite things on earth.
WPHD, where you can see the fight. This might take the cake. Tony, I don't know if you know this. On Fridays now, we gather up all the fights and we rank them. Which fight was the best? We started out with Antonio Brown on Monday. Yesterday, we had kids in a cafeteria.
Yes.
Not kids. They were, you know, they're high school students in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And now we go to chicks, butt cheeks, Walmart. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Let's roll it. Look at this. Look at that. Oh, man. Oh, look, there we go.
Whoa.
There we go.
Look at this.
Down goes.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Look at this guy. Another one.
There's butt everywhere.
Yeah.
No weaves have been removed yet. No weaves are flying.
No wigs have been yanked. Oh, there goes the cans. Yep. That's awesome. Yep. There goes the Bush's baked beans. Yep.
Yeah, they're not 248. This is obviously old video.
Yeah.
Walmart doesn't roll back prices anymore.
No, they don't.
Look at this.
YouTube.com/@1210.
I mean, we've got broads on here fighting folks that you can't. If you're not able to watch right now, and trust me, you're missing a spectacle. Some of these women, they have ash cheeks so big they have separate zip codes.
Watch the men. The men are like running.
I know. Yep.
You got one guy there with his shopping cart. He's wearing a COVID mask. He's just trying to get from point A to point B without dying.
Forgive me. I don't know where this took place. It's just amazing. It was obviously a Walmart.
Yeah. This is in presumably
it could be any Walmart. Yeah. It could be anywhere, any place
and
in
you
the
guys,
United States.
Yeah, you guys wonder why I look down on Walmart. It's this.
Yeah, you don't get this at Target.
No.
Yeah, I love Walmart.
You
I go might. In Walmart waiting for this stuff to happen.
And that was Greg Stocker. A few of Greg's favorite things.
Oh, I love the chick that randomly picks up the canned goods and starts flinging cans of green beans.
Air flying.
Oh, my God.
Flying.
See, Tri-County Auto Group. See what you're sponsoring. This is content gold.
And can't we just have just two chicks like in a isolated environment duking it out?
No.
This always turns into a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
You got 20 other entrants come flying in.
Speaking of Walmart, since we have some viewers over here now on YouTube, this Amazon delivery driver, I believe, is very upset because she is constantly having to go to this person's house and drop off water bottles and packages and stuff. And she basically, there's a Nest Cam, you know, one of those Amazon Nest things, or Google. I think it's Google. And she speaks right to it. This is cut 13, Phil. Roll it.
I've been waiting on this day to tell you how much I hate this house. The waters, all the you order, all of this. I hate it. I hate this house. I hate that you order. You are the laziest house in this whole neighborhood. You're inconsiderate. You're everything about y'all. I hate it. All you have to do is go to the store from Walmart pickup or Simpson pickup or whatever and go put it in your own truck and go do it your yourself. You are the laziest sons of bitches ever. And then people bring the break our backs, we break our necks, we break our nose, we break everything to bring you shit. And you're ungrateful as I hope you know that.
Yeah, that person is no longer employed.
Hang on.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. And she drops it like that.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Did she get a tip at least, a cash tip?
That's all my alkaline water cases showing up every month.
By the way. Yeah. By the way, sweetheart, that's your job.
Yeah.
Your job is to drop off packages.
Yeah, you don't like it, quit.
Oh, my God.
You work for Amazon. They pay really well. You can move up in that company really quickly. Amazon's a good gig if you barely got through high school.
Man.
Yeah. By the way, that person is going to be fired because, first of all, you've got the address of that location,
yep.
Right?
The time.
And the video. And Amazon knows what your route is and where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks she concealed her identity because she wore a bandana over her mouth and some sunglasses?
I get it. You know, I say this all the time. We are a lazy society. We can't go out and, you know, buy a bag of chips. We have to have it hand delivered by somebody to our house.
But you're missing the point, though. This is not about, to me, essentially the, well, there's, yes, the convenience element, of course, but it's the price. That's why you get these things in bulk,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
You can buy, like, I buy my alkaline water and my razor blades off of Amazon.
Yep.
And I get the same order every month. It's on like auto whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not defending this woman. I mean, she like that's literally her job and she signs up for this, and if you don't like it, then get another job. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that she's not wrong that we're a lazy society, the fact that we have to have everything hand delivered to our house.
Yeah.
But it's keeping people like that employed. Well, she's not gonna be employed much longer.
That's pretty much the only service I use that for, though. We still do our routine grocery shopping by going to the grocery store. I'll never have groceries delivered. Oh, bulk items like cases of water, yes.
Oh, it's great, Nick. It's great.
By the way, you know that company that last month came up with if you can't afford to have your food delivered at home because it's so expensive, you can borrow money. That company has now gone under.
Well,
it's like $100 million in debt. So all you people who have to order from DoorDash every day, and you had this company come forward and say, yeah, you know what, you can borrow money so you can continue to pay for your DoorDash. That company now has announced that it's bankrupt.
Yeah.
So there's another great idea.
Yep.
Yeah, people are so lazy that you need to take out a loan to cover your DoorDash deliveries every day.
By the way, all the people that came over to YouTube from the Odyssey app or from 1210 WPHD, first, thank you. But make sure you hit this subscribe button. Hit that subscribe button. It's free. And hit the like button, too. One more for the visual. This boy wanted to have Donald Trump at his birthday, so his parents hired a lookalike. Guys, I got to tell you.
I thought it was him.
I thought it was him, too.
Like, now, does he sound like him?
If you look, well, just watch the video, youtube.com/@1210WPHD. It looks exact. If you do a close up on his face, it doesn't. But the mannerisms, the gestures, roll this.
Yep.
look at this.
God, yeah.
Jerry King.
Clap.
That's amazing.
Aww.
Come on, do the boogie. There it is.
It's amazing.
Now this guy is heavier. He has a bigger belly.
No. Okay.
A little short. He's not as tall as Trump.
He's not as tall.
Yeah, I think that guy at least had his prostate checked. The guy who's the fake Trump guy. Yeah.
I mean, but right there,
look at this little boy.
It looks exactly like him.
It does. It's pretty good, man.
Looks exactly like him.
It's amazing.
I want to know who this. I want to know who this guy is.
I'm going to book him and send him to my mother-in-law for her birthday.
I was just going
to
say that. I will keep this guy employed. I will keep this guy employed with this.
That's the best way.
All right, here's what we need. This audience is great. I need you guys to track down. You saw the blessed mom. What's the TikTok handle there? Blessed.mama.xo. Yeah. At blessed, blessed, mama.xo. Track that woman down for us.
On TikTok.
By the way. And we need to find out who that guy is. And I am going to send him to my mother-in-law's house. I will pay for it.
I'm going to bring him to town. Because what we can do, I don't know if he sounds like him, but we can have Farish's voice and him. Thank you.
We'll keep Farish off camera, and we'll see if this guy can be like a ventriloquist and move his mouth while Sean's talking.
I love it. I love it.
Your mother-in-law is. What would she do?
She'd shoot him.
Stop. What if she hugged him? What if all of a sudden she went, oh, you know?
She just sent me. She sent me a text message last night. I never responded because I was asleep. It was at 10:30. She's like nocturnal. She's like Trump. She's on the same sleep schedule as Trump. She sleeps from like, you know, the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. or whatever. She says he is such an a-hole.
Oh, boy.
And that was the only text.
Oh, boy.
I didn't respond. I saw it this morning. I still haven't responded.
10:30 at night?
Yeah.
This is after a little Zinfandel,
No, this is sober. This is probably sober, too. TDS does not take nights off.
All right, guys.
Stage five. She's a 10 on the Gleason scale.
Oh, my God.
That's not right. That's
of TDS.
Aren't you going to be living with her for a little while?
Yeah, by the way, folks, we go into our new house August 30th.
Congratulations.
We're out of the temporary place that we've been in June 30th. And the reason we're doing that is because we're going to be at my mother-in-law's for 7 weeks. I want you to realize this, folks.
Oh, okay? Man.
The place we were staying at wanted to charge us 33% more in rent for 7 more weeks. So we were like, you can go pound sand. That's robbery. So I said, my mother-in-law, you know, she's like, yeah, just stay with us. You'll save money. Which, we don't have to buy groceries, nothing. Wow. But I'm going to be up there, and I'm going to have to leave every morning at 3:45 in the morning to come down here.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then and you think that I enjoy my nap now? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when I finally get back to Saucon Valley at noon each day and I go down for that nap? My whole goal will be to get up the steps, avoid detection from the mother-in-law.
She's going to want to talk about what you just talked about on the radio.
I'm going to have her sign a clause. I will not be doing any post-show commentary with you. I don't want to talk politics with anybody when I'm done at 10 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Much less her.
You guys, this is a reality show.
I agree with you.
We need a camera crew.
7 weeks. This is God testing me.
It is.
You got your nice, beautiful home. Life is about to be really good again. But I'm going to test you for 7 weeks, bro.
Tony, do you have any advice?
Well, I've never actually lived with an in-law, so
yeah,
I don't know what to do.
41 years old.
Especially in this day and age, you know, when if you have somebody you can't get along with or disagree with on everything, how the heck do you coexist?
It's only politics we fight over.
Like she's loving, and they're awesome.
Yes. we just have knockdown, drag-out wars over Trump.
How do you avoid talking about Trump with somebody, especially if the person always wants to bring up Trump negatively?
Yes.
What are you supposed to do? Just sit there?
Yeah.
By the way,
and drink.
And again, you can be negative. You can rip Trump.
What is she?
There's nothing wrong with ripping Trump.
Now, the best part of this, where I might catch a little bit of a break, is they are a small business owners for concessions and catering, and they travel a lot, and that's their busy season. So they'll be exhausted. They'll be wiped out. So she won't want to get into it too often, and I won't want to get into it at all. So
Sarah Weiss brings up a good point on the YouTube chat. How about a mother-in-law fight club? There we go.
We could call it the Karen Club.
All right, that's the end of the country. We really have to break.
All right, we'll come back. Tony Bruno's going to stick around for a little bit. Dawn's got a big three as we roll on. And remember, folks, July 1 through August 30th. Keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
By the way, Newman Price says that Trump impersonator goes by Tommy Trump 47. So Tommy Trump 47. So look him up and let's get him booked on the show.
Could you imagine if my mother-in-law heard the doorbell ring and she looks at her she looks at her Ring doorbell cam and she sees this guy doing the boogie on her porch.
This guy's about to make a fortune. That's all I'm saying.
Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Tony Bruno is with us, and we will have a Trump stunt devil, stunt double update in just a moment. But let's get caught up in the news. Time for a Dawn Stensland. Big three at 9:33.
It's the big three and nine on Kale and Company.
Oh, the big, beautiful bill in focus. The headline this morning, the breaking news, is that Speaker Mike Johnson is saying looks like we've got a deal, but do they? So an all-nighter for some House Republicans who say they're still working to get the deal done to push President Trump's tax and immigration budget package, the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, across the finish line. They hope to deal with these internal divisions that we've talked about, tee up this vote, and then send Trump's agenda, the budget, to the Senate side of things. So we're expecting more news on that as well. President Trump scheduled to meet with South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, at the White House today. And they're calling it a make-or-break session. So we've talked a lot about South Africa, what's going on there. And Trump, I know, had said that he repeated his claim that the white Afrikaner South African farmers, who 50 or so, 59, were brought here, that they've been slaughtered and forced off their land. That's the talking point. So Trump, we'll see if they do a little news conference, if we see tension. We're watching for that one as well. Remember, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he had said on all the Sunday shows on CBS that there is evidence indicating the farmers in South Africa are being treated, quote, brutally.
Wow. Awful.
It's just so interesting to me that they pick and choose which immigrants they want to defend and which immigrants they don't. It's ridiculous to me.
As far as the media goes?
Yeah.
Yep.
If there was only video of what was going on in South Africa. I mean, that's the other thing. This is not being made up. And again, I'm glad Marco Rubio undressed that Chris Von Hollen idiot from Maryland about, you know, you're the people, and Tim Kaine, you're the people who don't want white Africans to come into the country. I mean, they don't like white people, and they're white.
I know. Yes.
These are the suburban whites that never have to go into the inner cities to deal with what goes on in the inner cities. Yep. These are the same people who cry about that stuff.
Yep. Right. The suburban whites, not to be confused with the exciting whites who play in the Eagles secondary.
And by the way, big day in sports. There could be rioting in Philadelphia, not because Larry Krasner is going to win in its third term, but because the NFL could ban the tush push today.
Yeah.
The NFL owners are meeting. It looks like there's enough votes, but the coward owners who don't like the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles are able to complete this play, so they have to punish them so the other wimps in the league don't have to worry about this happening again.
You're exactly right.
I mean, that's
right.
How pathetic.
No, Tony,
right?
you're spot on. I'm telling you, if they ban this play, I'm taking to the streets. I am going to throw bricks through windows.
No, you're not.
I'm going to light cars on fire. There's going to be rubber burning.
No.
There will be no rest.
No rest for the
no
weird.
Rest. No rest.
Will they grease the poles today in Center City? That's what I want to know.
Tony, I'm going to have Molotov cocktails, flaming garbage cans. I will recreate the summer of 2020 all over again.
And Larry Krasner won't arrest anybody except innocent people. You remember when the people were blocking the Vine Street Expressway?
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. They all got money.
And
they
Larry
got
Krasner and Larry Krasner was arresting the cops who were getting people off the highway.
Thank you. Speaking of, the tush push was going to be my number three, but since you brought that up, the district attorney Larry Krasner's only expert in the former officer Mark Dial trial, he admitted on the stand that he never reviewed Pennsylvania's laws before determining that Eddie Irizarry, the killing, was unjustified. So this was a former officer instructor who was saying that this shooting, which was a tragic situation all the way around, but he said it was unjustified on the part of this officer. But then the defense attorneys for Officer Mark Dial, they asked him about these state laws. Did he actually review the state criminal code? And he said no, he never did.
Oh my God, it's kind of your job, is it not?
Yeah. So we'll see how, to your point, Tom, we'll see how this trial of this former officer Mark Dial, how this goes. He has a strong case, according to the court observers. Mm-hmm. That's your big three.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. All right, we will What do you want to do here? Are we going longer here?
No.
Okay.
No, we have to break.
We'll come back. We'll get to Phil with the movies, the music, Jimmy Kelly, the whole bit. What's on tap for Dawn's show?
Are we going to do the reveal the Trump impersonator, too? I think we should.
Yes. As long as we have it pulled by then, we will play it for you when we come back. We're trying to find out just how good he sounds.
Yes.
I've seen some close-ups on his Instagram now. Definitely in the face. When you get closer, does not look a lot like Trump.
Agreed.
But it's close enough. It's you know,
got the moves down.
Yeah. So we'll give you a little bit of that when we come back. Bruno with us until we sign off from Florida, and we're back after this.
Yeah, you've heard me talk about the extensive crossover and SUV lineup available right now at Piazza Mazda. So they're offering, this is incredible, 1.9% financing on the capable CX-50, the three-row CX-90, and the CX-70 plug-in hybrid. The sleek Mazda CX-5 and sporty CX-30, they're available right now at 2.9%, all for 36 months. Shop with confidence at Piazza Mazda in Westchester or Reading, as current inventory is unaffected by new tariffs. Visit them, PiazzaMazda.com today, PIAZZA, PiazzaMazda.com. Do it today. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tony Bruno, Dawn Stenzel, and Greg Stocker. This is Tommy Trump. Phil pulled this off of Instagram, and you will see the backdrop with Lady Liberty. And let's analyze the tape. Go ahead.
And I'm telling you, I love New York Harbor. No. And I love Lady Liberty. The French gave it to us. They want it back.
No.
They will not. And I'm taking the European Union with me. They're tremendous. And I'm telling you, the Europeans love me now. And I just did a great job in the Middle East. I love America. And freedom will ring always at Lady Liberty in New York Harbor. I will
Might be the worst impression I've ever heard of Trump, actually.
I give it a 4.
Wow, I go even lower.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's a 2 out of 10 for me.
So we're gonna do so should we bring him in just to like you know?
I mean, Trump? The guy looks like him decently, and then just puts in no effort, or just doesn't have the ability to pull off the vocals.
No effort. Yeah.
Come on, Tommy Trump.
Yep.
Yeah, that's bad. No, that's bad.
Yeah.
There's another guy in New York City who has a bad wig and does a lot of comedy stuff, and he's not good either. But he has. You talk about a guy with steel gonads.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy goes up to everybody.
Yeah.
And, by the way,
gives him the business.
I got into a fight, not a fight, but an argument with a program director of our sister station in KYW because she claimed that the SNL guy is better than Sean Farish. And I said, you're absolutely wrong.
A KYW person thinks SNL is good. That's about the only
she didn't say
I
it
know.
Was good. She just said he does a better Trump than our guy, and I said that's blasphemy.
Shane Gillis does a good Trump, but not near.
Oh yeah,
I would rank him Sean 1, Shane Gillis a distant 2nd.
Yep.
The SNL guy, I guess technically the SNL guy sounds better than Tommy Trump.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he does. Tommy Trump.
Go ahead.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin is not.
He's
no.
list. I would just. AI says Alec Baldwin is widely considered one of the most popular.
Yeah, he's the
Trump. Well, it's because he's the most famous person, I guess.
Yeah. You see the media bias. This is what Dawn talks about. Sean is clear cut number one, and you will not get anybody on mainstream media or on the internet that will confirm Sean's the best.
Yeah,
total bias rig job. I will stand for it. All right, Jimmy Kelly, let's get to your morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And you say you taught ride his bike?
Yes, I remember the day I took off his training wheels. Oh, this is the bike. Hey. How about a picture of me sitting on it?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
I don't think that's your decision. If it wasn't for me, none of this would have happened to you, right?
Well, sorta.
Then it's okay if I sit on it, right?
Sleeping out the name of the movie.
Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, your choice of a pair of tickets to one of these Live Nation concerts. All three will be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, New Jersey. But it's up to you to choose. Do you want Thomas Rhett, July 11th, Styx on August 8th, or the Doobie Brothers on August 13th. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Best of luck. That should be a pretty easy one. We had people in studio yesterday for a reason. You put two and two together, and boom, you get four.
All right. Even for people who like Limp Bizkit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Phil.
I love the unwarranted, unprompted commentary.
Ooh. I love it.
You music snobs.
No, you asked for his opinion. Both of you, both Tony and Nick asked for his opinion, and he gave it.
The musical elitism of some of these people, man.
You
cannot get in their wheelhouse of music. Boy, they get real tight.
Two hits, and that's it. They're better than Danzig, though, because they only had one.
Tony, I think the musical elitists might be more sanctimonious than the baseball writers that cover the Hall of Fame.
I totally agree.
All right, let's get to it, please. What happened to this day in music history? Music
history on Kaylee Company. Today, May 21st, we celebrate the birthday of Stan Lynch from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, who's 70. Heavenly birthday shouts to Hilton Valentine from the Animals. We also lost Nick Menza from Megadeth in 2016. Sing includes Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple in 73, Telephone Line by ELO in 77, and The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band in 79. Album include Black Dog Barking by Airborne in 2013, Saxon's debut in 79, Down on the Upside by Soundgarden in 96, and Agents of Fortune by Blue Oyster Cult in 76. Also in 83, David Bowie topped the album chart with Let's Dance. In 80, a thief broke into Electric Lady Studios in New York and stole five Jimi Hendrix guitars. In 55, Chuck Berry recorded Maybelline. In 81, the funeral for Bob Marley took place. In 80, The Empire Strikes Back premiered in theaters.
Wow.
And in 64, the Drifters record Under the Boardwalk the day after their lead singer is found dead.
The Boardwalk?
Yes, Under the Boardwalk. Oh, yeah.
No, was he found dead under the boardwalk?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he was found under the boardwalk, but it was something weird just happened. And all of a sudden, the next day, they had a new lead singer from an old... anyway. But lastly, on this day in 92, MTV was officially pronounced dead as they aired The Real World for the very first time. For Kale and Company, I'm Bill Lundquist.
There he is. And now we bring in Rich in Glenmore, who has identified the movie clip. Rich, what movie did we just play for you, buddy?
Hey, Nick, you keep saying I'm from Glenmore. I moved to Levittown last year. You still got something in your system there. But it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
Did they find his bike under the Alamo yet? Did they find the bike?
Basement of the Alamo.
All right, you want Sticks?
Not my bike!
Sticks, Doobie Brothers, or Thomas Rhett?
What was the last one?
Thomas Rhett, country act.
Oh, Sticks.
Sticks? You got it. That's two for Sticks, I think, this week.
Sticks is the winner.
Rich, not in Glenmore. Thank you very much, Rich. All right, let's find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, which is just about 6 minutes away.
Yeah, we have a lot in store. We'll do our election wrap. We'll talk about what's up with the media's allowance to rip on conservative women across the board. We'll have that conversation and show you the tangible evidence of that one, updating you on everything with the big, beautiful bill. Right at 10:15, our friend Linda Kearns, she'll join me and do her take on what the election, yesterday's election, meant for our region and update us, and you'll get some inspiration from her. We have a ton. We're going to talk about it. We have the breaking news. We got a lot of Trump news, a lot of breaking local news as well. The Mark Dial trial. We'll talk to insiders. There's a lot, and we got it all, live and local.
Dawn, thank you very much. Tony Bruno, thank you very much, sir.
Tone.
Thank you, guys. By the way, Jake Tapper went on Morning Joe today, so even other networks are putting this guy on to pimp his book. Unbelievable.
10 people saw it.
And if you missed if you missed Jake Tapper on with Morning Joe, it probably sounded a lot like this. We'll see you. Take care.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.